Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'll bet every single one of you knows someone out there who's gone through early onset menopause and are wondering, what happened? Can it happen to me too? What's it really all about? We have Dr. Marjorie Gass, the executive director of the North American Menopause Society and editor of Menopause, the Journal of the North American Menopause Society, here to be able to help us understand menopause, when it normally occurs, and what really is this early onset menopause. What's that all about? So first, welcome to Her Radio, Marjorie, who's a dear, dear friend and colleague of mine. And I just want to dive right in here. So what is menopause? Let's help our listeners understand this whole process.
Menopause is the cessation of ovarian function in terms of putting out little eggs every month. We have a set amount of eggs that we're born with, and they start disappearing over our lifespan. It increases, of course, at the time of puberty when we lose at least one a month and probably more because only one typically gets through. And then when they run out, we have menopause because it's those little eggs and the follicles they're in that make our estrogen. The ovary still produces tiny amounts of estrogen and testosterone, but it's way lower than during our reproductive years.
Okay, excellent. So what's the average age? You know, generally most women experience onset, what, between the ages of what?
Well, the range of normal is 40 to 55, which is really large when you think about puberty. We don't have a 15-year normal span for puberty, so it's very wide. I think the challenge is that we average it to 51, so women often get it set in their minds that 51 is normal, and they are caught off guard when it happens in their early 40s, even though that's completely normal.
So how are you defining early onset then?
Well, we make a distinction. If we just say it's an early menopause, that means normal, but it would be 40 and older. So those women in their early 40s, they can say early menopause, but it's not abnormal. What we would call premature menopause, earlier than normal, and now it's sometimes called primary ovarian insufficiency, that would be a woman having menopause, which is the complete cessation of her periods before 40.
Okay. All right. So really, the range is pretty wide, 40
yes,
to 55.
It is.
Okay. And you're saying that an early onset is kind of the early end of that range then?
Yes, and that's normal.
Okay.
But you know, in this day and age, Pam, when a lot of couples are postponing having children till later,
yes,
some of the women are getting caught off guard and are losing their opportunity to have children.
Oh, yeah. No question about that. So let's go into the causes of early onset menopause. And, you know, let's start with genetics. Straightforward.
Yes. That's probably the bulk of the reasons for having an early menopause. And we know a few of them specifically, like Turner's syndrome, where a woman, instead of having 46XX, has 45XO chromosomes. But there are many other ones, many other genetic changes and variations that have been identified as being related to premature menopause. And there are a few other well-known causes, for example, certain chemotherapies that women have to take for a cancer, or radiation therapy, for example, for a cancer. That can, those two things can destroy all the rest of the eggs and the ovaries. So
oh yeah, and so you've got cancer and genetics.
Yes.
Well, I want to back off on that genetics one more time. If you have the BRCA gene, which is the Angelina Jolie, you know, as most people know, she has the gene that puts women at high risk for breast and ovarian cancer. Doesn't that also impact on early menopause?
You're right, Pam. That has been associated with an earlier menopause, as has epilepsy and Parkinson's. And the Parkinson's, for Parkinson's, there is a gene that is related to both early menopause and Parkinson's. So there are all mm-hmm. of those conditions, but despite our knowledge of all of those, 75 to 90% of early menopauses have no defined reason.
Interesting.
That's
most
of them are unknown why someone had that. But I would maybe give a heads up to women who have early menopause in their family. They might want to be more cautious about how soon they have children.
Yeah, I've asked women that all the time. And, you know, look at your family history, because there is, you know, sometimes there are patterns there that we can pick up and to really start planning early on, just as
yes.
you said. I think that that's an excellent idea. There's autoimmune disease, chromosomal defects that can happen. You know, really, we've also looked at endocrine disrupting chemicals. That we read about now in the newspapers all the time, pesticides, plasticizers, and even natural chemicals found in plants. What about that?
I personally think we do need to be very cautious about those. This has been a controversial item for many years in our country. Other countries have banned them to remove them from the food chain and from products like the skin products that we might be using that may have some estrogen-like substances in them. So I think it's time that our country takes a harder look at this, because it may be having subtle effects on, for example, the age of menopause, or even what happens to the fetuses that get exposed. We now know that women who took DES, this is not the women, these would be like rat models, but rat models where there was DES, the offspring two generations away show effects of that exposure. So I think it's mm-hmm. worth thinking about cautiously.
Oh, I think that that's such an excellent point. So if a woman goes through early menopause, what should she do? There she is, boom, right? She's
yes.
42 years old. What are your recommendations? What are the steps she takes?
Well, to certainly talk with her clinician about this. Many people are of the mind now that since the average age is 51, it might make sense for a woman to replace those hormones until she's age 51 and then consider whether it's in her best interest to stop hormone therapy at that time. So that would be the first thing to consider. Some women who are very young actually would use something like oral contraceptives, because that could give her a return of her normal menses, and sometimes women feel psychologically better to see those menstrual patterns come back, even though it does not usually mean they're fertile. But that's another point we should make, too, because some of the women who have this early menopause find out it's not complete. They might appear to be in menopause for a year or more, no periods, and then all of a sudden they have a period, and some of them actually get pregnant. So it's not always 100% that they're in menopause when they have it early.
I think that that's a superb point, which means that, once again, work with your provider. Sit down with them and say, hey, look, you know, I need to understand and be an advocate for myself and know what's going on with my own body. So, you know, make certain that your provider is the person to team up with. A provider just like you, Marjorie. Here we are on Her Radio talking about when can early onset menopause occur with Dr. Marjorie Gass, Executive Director of the North American Menopause Society. We thank you so much for helping us understand this. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson, who's on vacation today. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and make certain to stay well.